This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 120 for Wednesday, October 28th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were mostly weaker on Wednesday, as a sell-off in most outside financial and commodity markets spilled into grains and oilseeds. Canola was up a dollar to down more than $6. The active contracts all lower. In January, down $6.20 at $537.80 per ton. That contract had briefly posted a limit down move overnight, dropping to $514 for a minute. Sell stops triggered by fund activity were likely behind that sudden move. However, those losses were subdued, but the damage was done from a chart standpoint. Losses in equity markets and the Chicago soy complex contributed to today's bearish tone. However, the Canadian dollar is also weaker on the day, down about 0.75 cents, and that provided some underlying support. Scaled-down exporter and domestic crusher demand also helped temper the declines. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower in the midst of the broad sell-off. Uncertainty ahead of the upcoming U.S. election, larger-than-expected U.S. crude oil stocks, and renewed pandemic concerns all contributed to the losses. Soybeans down 22 cents in the January contract at $10.55 per bushel. Chart-based profit-taking was a feature, as the risk-off sentiment in the markets had speculators liquidating long positions. Improving moisture conditions in Brazil added to the soft tone. But solid export demand provided some underlying support on the other side. The USDA announced private export sales of 110,000 tons of soybeans to Egypt and an additional 120,000 tons to unknown destinations. Corn futures were also caught up in the broad selling pressure today. December down 14 cents at 401 per bushel. South Korea did buy 207,000 tons of optional origin corn overnight, which may or may not be filled by the U.S. Wheat futures are down across the board. Minneapolis 9 cents lower in December at 552 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents at 543 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 7 cents in the December contract at 608 and 3 quarters. Improving moisture conditions across the U.S. plains were behind some of this selling, with forecasts calling for as much as 4 inches of rain in areas of Kansas and Oklahoma. Dry regions of the Black Sea are also seeing some much-needed precipitation. However, concerns over snow and colder temperatures in the northern U.S. wheat-growing areas provided some support, as the winter weather at this time of year could damage recently seeded fields. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.